The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have y'all, but let me tell you, I'm even more excited to have our guest on today. He is the founder of Sonder Investment Group, Mr. Sterling White. Sterling, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm feeling good, feeling great. Could always use improvement, of course. And those of you on here, get your popcorn ready because we're going to take you along for a journey. Let's go.
Man, I love it. We're kicking this off. I love this, Sterling. Hey, for those that are maybe hearing your voice for the first time, they're seeing your name pop up on the show notes for the first time. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself to our audience, you know, where you're from, how you got into real estate, and what kind of real estate you really find yourself in these days.
Yeah, so I'll keep it a very compact version for everyone on here. And if you're just now coming across me, that is my fault. So I'll give you an intro. Is born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana, not so good parts of the city where you wouldn't want to walk your dog at night or even during the day. Single mother, fraternal twin brother. And there was one instance, actually several instances, Cody, where I almost lost my life living in that environment. And one of the apartments that we lived in, I was on the lower level floor, and it was cages outside the windows for people to not get in. It was very smelly type of environment, and it was very scrappy. And I remember every other day it sounded like fireworks were going on outside, but that was actually gunshots. So we always had to get down on the ground every other day. But luckily ended up making out of that environment and making something of myself, got started in entrepreneurship at a very early age because I had to figure out a way to earn money, Kool-Aid, Pokemon cards. And fast forward, how I got started in real estate was in 2009 on the construction side, get my hands dirty. And shortly after that, I bought my very first single family house, no money out of pocket. And I always had this limiting belief that you had to have a large amount of cash to get started. And that's not the case. And then scaled to 150 single families and then started buying multifamily and scaled to about 500 units. So yeah, that is the compact version. And I know there's a lot to unpack in there, of course.
Yeah. And absolutely for we'll get to it at the end, but for those that are hearing Sterling's name for the first time, fantastic social presence, a lot of background, a lot of detail that we'll probably not have a ton of time for today. So I highly recommend diving in deep. He's on everything that you can think of and really unpacking some of that background because there's a lot of good story there. And as I would imagine, you've already alluded to a little bit. I'm sure not all of it's been incredibly easy. And we appreciate you jumping on board today with us and helping us learn, myself and the audience, a little bit about maybe an experience or two where either you did have some pain or struggle or failure around your real estate career and helping us learn and grow from that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So I would say one deal, man, there are several, but I would say that very first deal that I was able to get where I had so many limiting beliefs. And one of them earlier is that you have to have a large amount of cash to get started. And then also that I'm only 23 years old. How could I go out there and start buying deals? So I had all these limiting beliefs and there was some confidence that I had to build because just growing up is every other day I had someone that I would wake up to on a daily basis that told me I wouldn't amount to anything. So I had these types of things that was ingrained in me. And one thing that helped me overcome a lot of these limiting beliefs was just focusing on mindset. Earl Nightingale, which some people, when I mention I listen to Earl Nightingale, they're like, how are you? You're what age? Because Earl Nightingale is a little bit older, but that's how I got started in the whole self-improvement, the Jim Rohns, the Zig Ziglars, the Norman Vincent Peales. And when it became time to get that first deal is that I had already laid the foundation from a mental standpoint that, okay, Sterling, you're at A, which is no deals, actually little to no experience, and no money. However, is that just learning and studying others is that you've got to bridge the gap from A to Z. How do you go and create value for someone to create that exchange? So I ended up finding a mentor, and that's how I was able to overcome a lot of the deficiencies and weaknesses that I had, provided value in areas that they were weak in. And that's how I was able to get that first deal.
Well, and I appreciate you sharing that, because I would imagine there are some folks on here, and listen, I find myself doing this occasionally too, where you start to have that self-doubt that creeps in, right? And I love what you're doing in preparing yourself and your mind to overcome those types of things when they do happen. If we have somebody that's listening that is either going through that now, or they have that limiting belief, like, I can't do it. I mean, look at Sterling. He's way smarter. He's way better off. Like, he's different than me. How do people start, and how do they continue that growth? Because inevitably, I would imagine you're going to have slips, and it's not always going to be, man, I got it. You're going to have days where it's a grind, and it's not easy. So I guess how would you suggest people to get started? And then also, how do you continue that mindset throughout the practice?
So this is a quick story I have for everyone that really changed the life and trajectory of my journey. Is I was at a college party, having a good time, doing what college kids do, ended up drifting away from the crowd, and I'm out in the middle of this boat or canoe. I don't even know what's the difference between the two, but I'm out in the middle of this lake, and it's very silent. All you can hear is the crickets that's chirping in the background, and it's like a silhouette. There's like the moon that's beaming down on me, and I'm just there in the middle of everything, away from everyone. And this question comes down to me, Cody. It says, is this what you want to do with your life? And up until that point, I was just drifting into average land. I had all these limiting beliefs, but the three key things I did was, because I answered back to this question, no, this is not. First is I cut off all my friends because they were not going where I wanted to go. Great people. And I'm sharing my story with you guys. I'm not saying go out there and cut off all your friends, but this is what had worked for me, because is they were not going where I wanted to go. And it's like, in a way, crabs in a barrel is when you're starting to grow and they're stagnant and they're complacent where they're at, is like, they'll start to figure out ways to drag you down subconsciously. Second was I cut out the news. Huge. Even today, I'm figuring out different things such as social media, as I've started to cut myself out of that. And because that's negative influences on your mind, because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. You'll see someone that, let's say, acquired a 200 unit deal, or let's say their first deal or their second or whatever it is, but you don't see everything that's led up until that point. So I cut out the news, and now more so social media. And then third was I focused on mindset. So those, from a tactical standpoint, is what really helped me. And I remember every single day I would walk over to the library, and I would just listen to Earl Nightingale. I would read books. I would read, one book was Maverick Mindset. So all these things to keep removing the weeds out of my mind and basically rewiring my whole way of thinking.
And I think that's a good point. And by no means do you have to get rid of all your friends, right? But I don't know who I can accredit this to, but I've heard it before, and I think there's a book about it, and I'm sure there's some all kinds of stuff you can read about it. But the theory that you're only as good as the five closest people around you. And I took that very seriously too when we started our real estate journey, that I didn't have a ton of experience in real estate, definitely not multifamily. I knew a little bit about real estate, but for me, it was very much, I need to engross myself in real estate. So that was switching the books that I was reading. It was switching the podcasts that I was listening to, switching the YouTube that I was watching. You know, instead of trying to fix my golf swing on YouTube, I was learning about taxes and multifamily deals on YouTube. And, you know, golf swing would pop up every once in a while. I still haven't broken 100, but, you know, you got to shift some of that stuff that you're doing and really change your focus. I think the three points that you made, I think, are crucial. I think summing up, it maybe is like, you got to shift the things that you're doing to focus on what you want to focus on.
Yeah.
But I think before that, it was, you got to figure out what you want to focus on.
Yes, exactly. And there's this quote by Wayne Dyer that says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And what also goes into that, what you were alluding to, is we are what we consume. And if you look at your YouTube history and all that, is what you were saying is, instead of the golf occasionally still popped up, but is majority, you said you had shifted, okay, podcasts, and started educating yourself. And then it's this unusual thing. I'm not getting to woo-ah or anything, but these things that you put out into the universe is you get back what you put out there. And yeah, it's what you consume, because your brain and your mind will really start to see things that you wouldn't have seen because you started to rewire your mind to start to look for those types of things.
Well, and I think real estate is very, I mean, anytime you're doing anything entrepreneurial, it's very much different than a W-2 job. There's likely anybody, there's not a training course. You're not walking in with an HR organization that says, here's your onboarding process, and here's the process that we do things, and here's this process for this and this process for that. It's really like you have an idea, you believe in it, you want to chase it, go make it happen, go figure it out. And to your point, everyone can do it a little bit differently. There are tons of people in real estate, multifamily, single family, and everyone does it a little bit differently. You know, you don't have to, as you said, look on social media, look at the news and see what other people are doing and be like, I want to do that. I'm not Sterling White. I can't do what you do. I love your interview with Grant Cardone. I'm not Grant Cardone. I can't be what he is, right? There's only one Sterling White. There's only one Grant Cardone.
There's only one Cody Lewis.
Yeah, I got to be who I am, right? And I got to find my successful path. And I love that mindset shift that you made. For those that are maybe looking at and thinking about this, what are maybe some initial, you mentioned a few, maybe books or people that they can go find and start kind of reading up on and thinking about to help shift that mindset?
I would say the first one that laid the foundation, I still listen to him to this day, and I get this nostalgic feel, is Earl Nightingale. The Strangest Secret, you guys, that is like the, and he's the one that actually pioneered what we know today is audiobooks. So listening while learning, he's the one that actually pioneered that, but is coming across on YouTube and just typing in The Strangest Secret, that goes, and in summary, it talks about we become what we think about. So that's one thing from a tactical standpoint. And then he's got Essence of Success. So just going down that rabbit hole of content that Earl Nightingale has. And then second is finding a group, if you can, of people who are wanting to grow. So I end up putting myself in a different environment. I started working out at this CrossFit gym where I was able to see behind the scenes and actually work with the owners who started that gym, and they were entrepreneurs themselves. So I was able to get mentorship from them. And then also within that same gym, that's who I found the person who ended up taking me under their wing as my actual mentor. And I started working for them for completely free. And they were also an avid listener of Earl Nightingale. So I would say one, from a tactical standpoint, Earl Nightingale, listening to that content, Zig Ziglar's Jim Rohn on a consistent basis, and then also surrounding yourself with the right people.
Talk to me about a mentor. We have a mentor in our group. You mentioned mentor. We've heard this idea before. It's one of the running themes in our show that a lot of people highly recommend mentors. What do you think brings the most value out of the mentorship that you've gotten to help you get to where you are today?
Yeah, I was able to compact their 20 odd years of being in real estate into the 2.5-3 years I was working for them. So there's that, speeding up my learning curve, mitigating risk and mistakes. That's huge, because that very first deal, the thing is, you guys, yes, you can go out there and make your own mistakes. By all means, you'll still make the mistakes, but it's better to learn from others than it is from your own mistakes, if you can. It's by far, because you can make a mistake that could just absolutely wipe you out. And that's if you didn't learn from others who over leveraged their properties. That's how you can learn from others. But is that, that's one thing. And then also, that's how I was able to buy my very first deal, is just tap into their infrastructure of the operations that he had, which is contractors. He had his own property management company, and then also the funding. And then after that is I got thrown into the fire. Hey, Sterling, go figure everything else out. And I was able to learn on the job, but he was still able to look over my shoulder. But I was able to basically, what is it, in a way, free tuition in a way, because I used this cash and was able to learn on the go from that.
Man, I love that. And we've had people on the show before that have talked about they lost $10,000 in a deal, $50,000, $100,000 in a deal. And if you think about what some of the mentors and coaches out there cost, I know sometimes that it can be, it sound, especially if you're new or you're getting started, it can sound like a lot of money. Go back and listen to some of the episodes we had. I'm sure you've run into it too, where people have lost $50,000, $100,000 on a deal. And some of the coaches could cost that much money, but if you can pay them instead of making that mistake, how much faster could you get to where you want to be? How much can you actually do better and make less mistakes along the way?
But it's the mentality that most people do have. And I agree on their sentiment many of the times, but is, and this is one of the things that was another mindset shift for me, is the value of money. And I want to go into a quick story, but how important it is, it actually saves you time. Quick story is, I was at this Kings Island with, I'm part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, where you give back to people who grew up in the communities I grew up in. And I'm there with also my business partner. He's there with his little, and I say, let's go ahead and get the fast passes. It's just $25 more. And he's like, nah, we won't need it. I said, just get it. So we get the fast passes. When we're first there, is it really didn't matter because the park just opened up. But as the day started progressing, the lines were 2 to 3 hours. But for us, it was only 15 minutes. And then that was one of the things I learned from Grant, is rich people buy time. And that's a mentality that you have to take, is most people are looking at that investment. Oh, I've got to spend this. But you're not looking at the big picture of the time you save, the mistakes, all these different things. But if you don't have the cash, maybe there's another exchange or value that you can bring to that person. And that's what I did when I first got started, which was time, which is something you actually can't get back.
Yeah, man, I love that. And it's always looking at it. And I think that's your entrepreneurial mindset. Like, you're always looking at it from all angles. You know, okay, I may not have the cash, but what do I have and can I bring to the table to be able to trade and offset things that, because I do need this or want this service. And I think your analogy about the amusement park is great, because I feel like going through your real estate journey, especially if you're starting out, there's a lot of stuff in the beginning that feels like, okay, maybe the coach or the mentor wasn't worth it. But as you get closer, even getting to your first deal, and you get into your first deal, man, does that pay off right then? Because you're on the phone going, hey, they're saying this. What about this? Is this legit? Should I be doing this? And that's where that time value to money starts to pay off for you, mm-hmm, in droves. Yep. So Sterling, I can't thank you enough. You've been a pleasure to have on, and certainly have dropped a wealth of information on our audience today. So I really appreciate it. For those that do want to connect with you, that want to find you, maybe even want to invest with you, where's the best place for people to get started?
Yeah. So you can visit sonderinvestmentgroup.com. That is S-O-N-D-E-R investmentgroup.com.
Perfect. Well, again, Sterling, thank you so much for the time, the investment to us and our audience today. We truly appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Cody. And thanks so much for having me on. And one last thing, I want to just paint the picture for everyone. This will be another quick story for you. Is just imagine, this is you're sitting in a movie theater. It's just you. You've got your popcorn. Maybe you put tons of butter in it and a lot of salt. And you're looking at the movie picture and you see that it's directed by you, whichever, let's say it's Cody. We're going to use Cody as the example. It's directed by Cody Lewis. The makeup's by Cody Lewis. I believe I already mentioned it, but the whole thing that's put together is by you, Cody Lewis. And then the person who's doing the film directory on the screen is also Cody Lewis. So my main thing that I'm asking for everyone is, when you're sitting in that seat, how do you want that movie to play out where you're actually the main character? So do you want it to be someone who overcame their trials and tribulations, or someone who just lived a life on this planet and they really weren't able to make an impact, a person who actually went out there and was able to reach their goals and dreams and financial freedom? So that's just my question I want to end with everyone on there.
Man, that is by far the best ending we've had on this show. So Sterling, thank you again for joining us, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great one, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for joining us. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.